Kevin Rounds here, joined by Hans Anderson, owner, janitor of the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. I'd imagine the janitor part can get a little messy at times.
Yep.
Obviously, I'd imagine this is sort of your busy time of year. How are things going over out there?
Swamped. Great, great. We've got a lot of people to the farm this year, and probably twice what we had last year. So the word's getting out, and we're thankful. That, you know, in conjunction with the Christmas tree lighting this year, we've had a lot of visitors to the farm. People learned a lot about reindeer. So,
let's talk a little bit about what do people do when people come out to the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. What are some of the options and things that they can do while they're out there?
Well, it's not just reindeer. We have draft horses, of course, that do the carriage business for us downtown. We have turkeys, chickens, mini pigs, other fowl. And so people can feed those while they're waiting, visit the gift shop area. Then, of course, this tour begins around a big campfire behind the barn. And then they'll learn some interesting reindeer facts, a couple safety things. And then, of course, we're the only farm in the lower 48 that does a hands-on with reindeer. So that's what we really wanted to do, was make it both educational but hands-on. So
what are the names of the reindeer?
Well, Anna, Elsa, and we have Vixen, Donner, and Blitzen are new to the farm. They just came in 2 weeks ago from Alaska. They really can fly, just not first class. And then, of course, we have Sven, and let's see, who am I missing? Freya and Prancer.
Freya is like the one that kind of is the outlier there. Where did Freya come from?
Well, I'm Norwegian, as is my wife. So all of the horses have Norse names. And so we have some traditional reindeer names. And then, of course, we have some Norse names. So,
okay. Because I mean, there's like the Frozen section.
Sure.
There's the Santa's reindeer section.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of this.
And then we'll be probably naming some others that are born here, more traditional Norwegian names. So we'll likely have a Klaus here soon. However,
what's the likelihood of people just calling him Klaus?
Well, I don't have a Klaus yet, but of course you can meet Santa at the farm right now through Christmas, of course. And so, eventually, you know, we'll have to see what we want to name the new reindeers. And of course, we did. Snowflake is one of the reindeer, and she was named by the kids at one of the local schools here. So we had a contest. And they got to actually pick the name for the reindeer. So Snowflake was the winner, the most common chosen name for the new reindeer. So that was fun.
I make the joke about Frozen, but you guys are going to fully embrace that this weekend.
We are, in conjunction with Ice Fest this year out in Leavenworth, January 19th, 20th. We're going to have characters at the farm. People can come out and meet their favorite Frozen characters, including Sven, of course.
Of course.
Sven, now in the movie, of course, had a beautiful smile. Now, those are Disney teeth. Reindeer don't have any upper teeth, just a hard palate that they chew against. So you'll get to come out as you feed them. You can see some small lower teeth, but not quite the smile that Sven had in the movie.
Yeah, at least they didn't make Sven talk. I mean, then you'd have to worry about the talk. They just had, now I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah, Olaf. The snowman.
Yeah, they had. But yeah. They had, who's Finn? Who's the guy that is? Is it Hans? Is
Kristoff.
It? Kristoff.
Hans, unfortunately, was the bad guy. Oh, so I explained to kids that I'm a good Hans, of course. So,
but Kristoff sort of did the talking for Sven in the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Sven at our farm, Sven's too busy eating typically to talk anyway. So.
When people come out there, who are you hosting? I mean, is this something where, you know, I want to learn about reindeer?
Absolutely. We get more comments from adults than we do kids. You know, I've had people stand at the gate before going in, go in and pet them, and actually adults say that they thought reindeer was a mythological creature. So it's pretty neat to see both, you know, kids from 1 to 92 see the reaction and the interaction with these animals. So it's pretty neat. There's a lot of really neat, interesting facts about reindeer that people don't really, they don't know. Reindeer, of course, have a lot of extreme accessories. They can survive the harshest temperatures on the planet. That's down to -128.6. They do that by controlling blood flow to their legs, extremities, and a lot of neat things like that. They can see in UV So there's a lot of things that people don't know that we cover that, you know, make the interaction with reindeer pretty special. So
how did you get involved in owning and cleaning up after reindeer?
Yeah, well, it's a story. I'll tell you, I was a deputy sheriff here locally and started the carriage company. And then we were doing the Christmas parades for Santa in Leavenworth. And one day it happened to rain pretty hard and I didn't want the carriage seats filled with water. They said, don't worry, Santa can just walk. He happened to walk with a reindeer character that day in suit, which we now have the same suit at the farm. And that night when I got home, I just got to be, you know, thinking that, you know, Leavenworth is such a neat town, rated number one, number two Christmas town in several publications. And I turned to my wife and said, you know, wouldn't it be neat if he could walk with real reindeer? And that started her gears turning. She reached over and picked up the phone and started making phone calls. And so that's where it all started. So we went up to the largest reindeer farm in the United States. That's in Palmer, Alaska, the mother farm, we call it. Worked with them a couple of years for running of reindeer, which is in Anchorage, commemorates the start of the Iditarod. And that's kind of where it started for us. We, you know, we talked to her up there and she was able to, you know, sell us a reindeer that we went up all the way up the Alaskan Highway, put six reindeer on a horse trailer, loaded them on the Alaska Marine Highway, 6 days through the Inside Passage, and they were here in Bellingham and over the mountains to home they came.
Wow.
That was in 2016. So
you're the idea guy and your wife gets the job done. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah, well, some of each. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We both do some of each. So
take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Hans about the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. Back here on the agenda, Kevin Rounce filling in for Michael Knight. My guest, my very special guest at this time is Hans Anderson, owner of the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. And while I'd imagine this is a very busy time because everybody's thinking about reindeer right now, you guys are open more than just the 5 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's exactly right. We're open actually year-round. We do take a couple weeks to attend the annual ROBA, that's Reindeer Owners and Breeders Association. They have yearly events that we go to. Of course, we learn a wealth of knowledge at those. But we are open year-round, and people can book right on farm. You visit the farm in summer, you'll see a completely different animal, of course, different color. You'll have velvet on the antlers, babies running around, and we actually feed different things during the summer. We feed a lot of willow, which reindeer love. So it's a neat time to come out and interact with them as well, you know, same as wintertime. So.
Yeah, I mean, but because it would be, I'd imagine in the winter they're getting, do they have winter coats? Do they kind of thicken up a little bit for the cold?
That is something I cover in my Round the Campfire talk. Reindeer actually gain a lot of white, hollow encapsulated hair for the wintertime that adds 1 to 3 inches in thickness, 1 to 5,000 additional hair follicle per square inch on a reindeer. That provides buoyancy for them. This animal migrates further than any other terrestrial animal on the planet, 1 to 2,000 miles, and they will swim any river, lake, stream, or ocean. They do swim between islands in northern Norway during migration. So pretty unique animal, really.
And it sounds fascinating. And one of the cool things, too, is it seems like your family really loves doing this. I mean,
yep,
you've got the whole family now in the business.
It's family run, yep. It's all family run. Well, we do have other employees, but most of the family members are there every day helping on the farm with some kind of chore, one chore or another.
Which one of them is the most sick of Frozen the movie?
Probably me at this point, because I've done every tour around the fire since its inception. So I'm trying to get my other family members to cross train, but nobody's buying in yet. So
they don't want to walk around in the cold in the winter.
Well, they're all outside with me too, but they don't do the actual start of the tour and the reindeer facts with safety. Yeah. So, but everybody does, you know, play a big role in the farm, and they're all worth their weight in gold there. So,
what are some of the reactions that you get from, like, I'd imagine you do school tours and that kind of thing when the kids come out?
We don't do as many of them as we'd like to, just because it can be a logistics nightmare sometimes with tours to the farm and getting reindeer off the farm to different events. But, yeah, I mean, you really haven't lived unless you've seen a child's interaction at the introduction of with reindeer. It's just an amazing thing. You know, I've had kids lean against the fence, looking at reindeer, live reindeer eating in front of them, and ask if they're real. I'm not sure if that's because we live in such an animated age, you know, or what, but it is a really neat thing to be able to, you know, feel that furry nose on a reindeer and feed them out of the palm of your hand. So
what's the difference between doing something like a reindeer farm, like what you guys offer, versus I've seen them essentially, they get put sort of in pens outside of a store of some sort.
Well, the biggest reason between us and, of course, a petting zoo is many times you observe an animal from behind a fence. We really wanted to make this both educational but hands-on. You're allowed to go in with them. They're very docile. They'll come up. They'll eat out of your hand. You get to feel that furry coat, that furry nose. You know, you're staring right at antlers. In fact, you know, you have to take caution that as they bend down to eat out of your hand, those antlers come around you. So it's just a much hands-on, closer experience for people. So
I'd imagine. What are some of the more fun, like, reindeer facts? We've talked a little bit about them, you know, and their migrations. And
well,
their...
of course, their winter coat comes in. You know, you're going to get that 1 to 2 inches of thickness in that winter coat. The hoof is completely different. That's three different tools for them. Snowshoe. We have, you know, a kind of a hind hoof that grows on reindeer that we actually trim once a year. It becomes a shovel for them as it hardens in the winter because reindeer can smell food through 2 to 3 feet of snow, constantly digging for it. And, of course, a paddle. Most people don't realize that reindeer can make gold medal speed, 6.2 miles an hour out of reindeer in the water. Wow. Now Michael Phelps makes about 6 miles an hour out of the water. So we know who wins that ocean relay.
They're going to go across the channel from Norway to the
and
other.
They do. Actually, radio warnings are given in Denmark if reindeer swim across the from Sweden. So, yeah, they're constantly in the salt water, yeah, swimming.
This is all very, this is just fascinating. I'm not sure which part makes them fly, like which body part. That might be a trade secret.
Well, that's, of course, Santa's magic corn.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, no, okay.
Now, we did have that at the farm last year, but all the animals got into it. When it wore off, it was raining cats and dogs. So.
How can people get out there and see you guys? I mean, how can they, do they have to book ahead of time?
They do. Occasionally you can get a hold of my daughter, Erica. She does all of the bookings, all of our online work. And you book online, go right to Leavenworth Reindeer Farm online. You can book right online, get into the schedule, see what's open. And then, of course, you can book right then and pay right then and then guarantee your spot. So spots are filling up. I think we're, you know, a lot of our tours are full. So, but if you have any questions, you can call or email. So,
especially right here this weekend, right before Christmas,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, it's been very, very busy. The tours have been sold out on the weekends, but so.
Well, kids are out of school today.
They are.
Tomorrow.
That's why I'm heading home to do tours here in just a few minutes.
And just, so. Yes. What are you guys, I would imagine you're closed Christmas Day?
Yes, we are going to be closed Christmas Day, but we'll be open again the day after Christmas.
Okay.
Through New Year's and, of course, January and February are popular times as well. So,
right. And then you're frozen in the farm.
Yeah, January 19th, 20th, the, Frozen at the Farm, event we'll have. So people can book online for that as well.
Hans, thanks so much for swinging by. I really appreciate your time today. And, I wish you the best of luck and the most amount of sleep that you can possibly get given your schedule, I'm sure.
Yeah. I might be doing tours sleeping here soon.
Exactly. There you go.
But at this point I can do them in my sleep. So.
All right. Hans Anderson, the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. This is, The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.